USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Before leaving for Texas to go to a campaign fundraiser, President Trump praised plans to remove thousands of U.S. troops from Germany. He told reporters Germany owes money to NATO, but that was a lie.
Germany owes billions and billions of dollars to NATO. And why would we keep all of those troops there? And now Germany's saying it's bad for their economy. Well, it's good for our economy.
The Pentagon plans to move thousands of troops back to the U.S. and thousands more to other locations in Europe. German military expert and journalist Tommen Wiegold sees the action as an attempt to punish Germany.
My impression is that the Pentagon had orders to fulfill Trump's wishes to punish Germany and went as far as they could go without endangering their military interests in Europe.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
More than 150,000 lives have now been lost from COVID-19 in the U.S. More than 20 states are currently ranked as red zones with severe outbreaks. There's now renewed concerns about protocols on Capitol Hill after Congressman Louie Gohmert tested positive for the virus, just as the Texas Republican was preparing to travel to Texas with the president.
Now that I apparently have it, I will be very, very careful to make sure I don't give it to anybody else.
Gohmert has been known not to wear a mask at the Capitol, but he says he did wear it on Tuesday during a House hearing with the Attorney General, William Barr. Congressman Hakeem Jeffries remembering his colleague, John Lewis, whose body has made its way to Georgia.
We continue to mourn the loss of our hero, our colleague, our friend, our mentor, the legendary American, the Honorable John Lewis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Across the nation, people are finding seeds in their mailboxes, but they didn't order them. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The latest on the mystery concerning packets of seeds turning up in people's mailboxes nationwide in recent days. The Utah Department of Agriculture and Foods says the number of people in that state getting those unordered seed packages from somewhere outside the U.S. is still growing. The agency's Robert Haugard saying that more than 125 reports of such seed deliveries in that state have been reported so far.
We received packets from Malaysia, from Kazakhstan, and from Uzbekistan, but a majority of those have been from China.
Officials are stressing that those seeds are suspect and should definitely not be planted. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After much controversy, the federal troops are now leaving Portland. KOIN TV reporter Elise Haas says Oregon Governor Kate Brown and the Trump administration have agreed to begin withdrawing federal officers.
According to Governor Kate Brown, starting tomorrow, Customs and Border Protection, along with ICE officers, will be leaving downtown Portland. And she says that shortly after that, they will completely be leaving the city. Governor Brown also added that if the federal government is going to start cleaning up the federal courthouse in downtown Portland, along with cleaning up the graffiti that's been spray painted on its exterior walls.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.